Armed. Our political reporter Clement Magnatella has been keeping us updated with a host of tweets as to what he understands to be happening on the ground. And what he's telling us right now is that EWN understands Athol Trollope has also indicated in the federal executive this afternoon that he wants out from the Democratic Alliance. So are we looking at two senior members of the DA jumping ship this afternoon? The possibility is very, very strong indeed. And of course, some when writing about this very extensively and always very incisively is Professor Stephen Friedman, who was writing about this just a couple of days ago. And Prof, I think things really moved on in a very interesting fashion since your last article on this. But this is the breaking story that we are covering right now. Our reporter on the ground hearing that both Musi Maimane and Athol Trollope don't seem to want to change their minds about their intention to leave the party.
Oh, well, the Athol Trollope news is news to me because I'm an academic rather than a reporter.
Quite right. Is that something you would have anticipated as an analyst?
Well, you know, my political science training doesn't allow me to read the mind of Athol Trollope, to be quite fair. And it does change it quite substantially. I mean, if the reason for this long delay is that they're being talked, that there's an attempt to talk them around, which isn't working. It does illustrate, you know, something I was writing about this morning for another outlet, and that is that, you know, I think one of the points which was missed about the vote to elect Helen Ziller as chair, as federal chair, is how close it was. If you have a look at the numbers which were leaked, Ziller got 67 votes. I think Trollope got 52 and Thomas Walters got 17. And the importance of that is that Walters and Trollope were both considered to be on the same side. So if all that is correct, it means that there was a 67-69 split, which is pretty much as close to a 50-50 split as you can find. And that tells you that the leadership of the DA is entirely split down the middle, in which case, you know, the idea that Maimane and Trollope may feel that, you know, they have a significant constituency even if they leave the party makes sense.
So, Prof, we are getting a bit more breaking news now, and I'm going to just beg your patience in this regard because our political reporter, Clement Magnatella, is on the line to us as we speak. Clem, what have you been hearing in the last few minutes about when this media briefing is going to happen?
Okay, so over the last 10 minutes or so, Joanne, the DA spokesperson has just put on our group that the briefing will be taking place in about 15, 20 minutes. So we're hoping that just before 5:30, we're going to get that all-important briefing from Musi Maimane. But this is what I'm hearing from my sources that are inside the federal executive meeting right now. The Athol Trollope, the former Nelson Mandela Bay mayor, has also resigned at Joy. In fact, my understanding is the city sources are telling me that the party was trying to get him to reconsider that position together with Musi Maimane, and it seems they have failed. So it seems it's not just going to be Musi Maimane who resigns from the organization, but Athol Trollope, who is a known ally of Musi Maimane. But like we reported earlier on, there are other leaders of the DA, particularly from the so-called Black Caucus, that have also threatened to walk away if Musi Maimane is allowed to leave the organization. So that's the latest coming from our sources inside the federal executive meeting.
Have any names been named in terms of the others threatening to leave, if indeed we see these senior leaders leave the party this evening?
Well, we're not hearing the names. I mean, we know the other people that are close to the leader, Musi Maimane. There are names that are being bandied around, but I haven't personally confirmed with my sources of which of those people are also threatening to leave. What I was able to establish earlier this morning or in the afternoon was that the other leaders that are saying should Musi Maimane announce his resignation, they are going to follow suit. The name that I've confirmed over the last 20 minutes or so, for sure, Joanne, from the three sources inside that meeting, is that Athol Trollope did indicate that if Maimane leaves, he's also putting in his resignation. They tried, according to my sources, they tried to get him to stay. They said, please reconsider. my understanding from those sources is that he said he's not going to reconsider anything. The decision has already been made. And the reason this meeting is so delayed, Joanne, is that the DA is trying to also deal with how it's going to approach Maimane's exit. How is it going to deal with it? Who's going to take over from it? Because if Afzal also resigns, really that complicates the situation, because according to the DA constitution, he would be the next in line because he's the federal chairperson, which is equal to the position of deputy leader in the party. So if Mutsi leaves, the normal transition would have been Athol Trollip to take over until the early Congress. Now, if Athol Trollip is also resigning, the question is, how is the DA going to deal with this? And are they going to move the Congress early? Are they going to elect an interim leader, call another federal council? It's really going to be a complicated one. And our understanding is that is exactly why this meeting is being delayed and delayed since it started this morning, because they're trying to deal with that aspect. And they've moved now from the issue of Hemant Mashaba and what should happen, and they're trying to deal with how they really are going to manage the exit of their first black leader.
Clement Manyatela, thank you so much for putting us in the picture as to what is breaking at this moment. Professor Stephen Friedman, thank you for your patience. So much to analyze, I suppose, now that we have this latest update from Clement Manyatela. But the first issue is the issue of Athol Trollip and Musi Maimane's possible departure. I mean, if they leave together, what sort of situation would it leave the party in terms of who will take over next?
Well, I think, as I gather from Clement's report, as I understood it correctly, if they're actually leaving the party rather than simply leaving their positions, then I think it puts the DA into a very difficult position because it creates a situation in which really, you know, the division. I heard an interview with Athol Trollip, I think, on Monday morning, in which he was quite clear. He was saying, look, the difference is that, in effect, what he was saying is our side believes that we need to be inclusive and open to everybody, and the other side believes that it should only be open to the traditional support base of the DA. So, you know, that creates a situation. If, as I believe, is true, that is a very widely held view, you know, that if you stay in the DA, if Maimane and Trollip are walking out under those circumstances, then you are really saying, well, you know, you don't have a problem with the DA, which is simply about appealing to people in the suburbs rather than a wider constituency. And I think in that situation, it would be very surprising if not only black members of the DA, but also white members of the DA who feel the same as Trollip does, didn't go as well, because, you know, it creates a situation where if you stay, it really sends a signal that, you know, you don't mind us becoming a suburban party again, which is obviously a signal I don't think they'd want to send.
You know, Prof, I know this is not something you'd want to do, which is to speculate on what could be the future of these individuals if they leave the party. But I'm looking at the numbers and the personalities here. You've got the group that you just spoke about. We know Hermann Mashaba has really led the I'm not going to call it an exodus yet, but the exit from the party. The possibility that Musi Maimane and Athol Trollip will follow. We're talking about very senior people, and we're also talking about very powerful leaders at whatever level they are in the party. Are we possibly looking at what we could begin to call a split, potentially, or even the formation of a possible breakaway party in the next few weeks?
Well, I think that's a high possibility. I mean, Hermann Mashaba is saying that he's had enough of politics, and of course Hermann Mashaba can afford to say he's had enough of politics because he's a very rich man and he doesn't need politics to make a living. But a lot of other people do need politics to make a living. And I'd be surprised if they were simply going into the political wilderness. So there's a certain irony about the situation that we're in at the moment. And it's this, that you may recall over the last couple of months, there's been a lot of talk about how the people in the DA who consider themselves traditional liberals, which I don't think is a particularly good term, but that's what they call themselves, that they were planning to break away from the DA and form what they called a pure liberal party. Now you're looking at the very real possibility that people who feel that liberalism in South Africa, and Asip Trollope is certainly a liberal, that liberalism in South Africa should be for everybody, that liberalism in South Africa shouldn't just simply be what white people in the suburbs feel, that they're going to be the people who break away. And if that is the case, there's certainly a strong possibility that what you will have is something I talked about in an article a few days ago, which is a liberal party, which is black-led, and which speaks to black concerns. And that could be a very interesting development in South African politics.
Well, I imagine that the EFF and the ANC in the last few days have been rubbing their hands in glee, saying we're essentially watching the beginning of the implosion of the main opposition in this country. But, I think the possibility of this Liberal Party you speak of could vastly change the dynamics in the country, particularly among an electorate severely disillusioned with all of the parties that are available to us to follow at the moment.
Yeah, incidentally, just one point, I think the ANC is definitely rubbing their hands with glee. I'm not sure that the EFF is rubbing their hands with glee. Remember that one of the consequences of all this may be that the arrangements that the EFF have with the DA in Joburg, Tshwane, and a couple of other places may not survive. I don't think there's serious competition between the DA and the EFF for voters. So in fact, I don't think it's a major problem for them, but I think this may actually set back the EFF to a certain extent. But it is a huge plus for the ANC in the short term. As far as a black-led Liberal Party is concerned, I think a very real question, and I really don't know the answer, I don't think any of us do at this stage, is there is clearly a very big gap in our politics at the moment, in which certainly many middle-class black voters simply don't feel that they have anybody to vote for. And I've also picked up some of that sentiment among some white voters as well. So the real challenge, if they are going to do this, the real challenge for a new black-led Liberal Party would be, can it connect with black middle-class voters and convince them that it's a better vehicle for them than any of the other parties? If it can do that, then yes, it would be a significant force in our politics.
Well, the question I was going to ask you is what sort of support base there would be for a party like this. And I ask that because essentially the main figures in any new breakaway party would be precisely the figures that we've seen run the Democratic Alliance. What is going to be the difference, the differential in terms of what is, or the differentiation, I should say, in what a new party can offer? Will it not simply be considered a reincarnation or another incarnation, perhaps, of the Democratic Alliance?
No, I don't think it would. And I think the reason it wouldn't is that, the battle lines in the DA have been drawn very clearly. I've made the point many times that, some people tend to think that liberal means, what people in the suburbs feel. And that's not the only that's not the only type of liberalism that's available. I mean, liberalism is about individual rights, about individual freedoms and so on. And that's not a white monopoly. I think that it's seen pretty broadly in a lot of places that what is really going on in the DA has not been a fight between liberals and non-liberals. It's been a fight between people who say that liberalism ought to talk to the concerns of black people as well as white people, and that it should accept black leadership. And if that's what the new party's about, and it can be seen to be clearly a party which wants to connect with black concerns, then it will differentiate itself from the DA. Whether it will develop the networks, which is so important in politics, which means that it can translate that into votes, that remains to be seen. But certainly I don't think one of their problems is differentiating themselves from a DA, which has seen the return of Helen Zille, Ryan Coetzee and Tony Leon. I think it's quite clear what the difference is.
So Stephen, what we're hearing right now is that the briefing is about to start. I want to take our listeners there right now.